Change is something that is very important, although it is sometimes confusing and sometimes it hurts.
Na ensisan ya dia ehia pa na so edu ba bia eya ma wadwumo ya okunsa na eya yia se obetumi asisan efi bibi ho.
But God always wants us to change. We call it repent, using a religious or spiritual language. God desires for us to change and move from one level of glory to the other level. It cannot happen if we are going to stick to what we are familiar with, what we are comfortable with. We have to go out of our comfort zone, yes, so that we can change and bring about the development that God wants us to have. There is no way, yeah, we can keep repeating the past, yeah, and expect different results, yeah, or improvement. It cannot happen.
Sebi an kan de lo fonya benkwa na sibi. Sesana ye fufuo ne nkakra wo sidabi. Fufuo nya benkwa na na media ade a wo hunti a wo sidi fufuo ne kakra no ania wo nya. Enu ti se yase yesesa a chese yesesa efi baabi a na ye wadadanum akọ esro. Ye efi enmonyamu akọ enmonyamu a e wo surumu.
So we are speaking on the rest mode of operating.
Enu ti ye kasa fa se ensesa na wo benya no eye ti baabi a wo sa wo kwa wo ye bọkọ.
Or if you like, good. If you like the rest mode of living. At this point in the church's life, we should be sober and reflect more on the love that God has shown to us over the years.
I was saying that since the day na ya journey, although when you come on the other side, you feel very brave, very strong.
Human beings were created by God when all of the things that He wanted to do, all of His works, had been finished.
When you come on, sana wabo nipano, na wabo enyome ni na ewe.
The reason is simple.
Na sentiri ya bakope.
The reason why God finished all of His creation before introducing man is one. It is mainly so that man can come around and rest and reflect on what God's love had provided for mankind.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord created us humans into rest and reflection. When we rest and we reflect, then we can have the right response to God. So imagine Adam and Eve, when they came around, there was nothing to be done, so to speak. But there was a lot to see. Because everything had been created. The Bible says that all His works were finished from the foundations of this world. So all that Adam and Eve were supposed to do was to go around and just admire the works of God and reflect on how beautiful the things are and reflect on what the love of God had provided for them.
Adam and Eve na waso moya ne se omo nante nante turo no mu omo hudua wei a o edua pani edua na ne hwire nti se na wo mo hwe na omo husuo Adam and Eve ya ne se omo hwe we nyina na omo ehu oda onyame wo ne ene ade ane do no etumi di abrɛ wo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was only when Adam and Eve were going to rest and reflect that they can respond properly to the works of love that they could see all around them. Works that were not catching them or killing them, but works that show that God really loves man.
Na Adam ni Eve amra na moti ahumjie mu no na nya dia wo mo bre apre wo mo hu na mom ahumjie mu no no mutumi hu adia wo nyame ne don etumi dia bre wo mo.
But God had called them to rule. But God deliberately started them on resting and reflecting so that they can rightly respond to God so that they can rule.
And
the only way the church of the Lord can experience the kingdom of God. The only way that the church of God can develop to that point of rulership that God has called us to.
Is
for us to rest and reflect on the love of God, on the loving works of God, so that we can respond to it with love and by which we can rule over all.
Na kwanya sa asori ye betumi enyini ewo ye nyini musa asori ni se ye beje ya home wo onyame edonu musa dia wachrama ye wo nyoma wa ye dia mayen enumu no ye betumi adwindwin sa ni onyame doni dia brenye no na ye nyatumi ededi
so. So the Jewish people have this secret to rulership. One of the things that they hallow most, they can disobey everything, but there is one thing they never disobey, that is called the Sabbath.
Because
they understand that this is a principle that goes way back past Moses, goes way back to the creation of mankind, when God said that I'm resting and you too, you must rest with me. So they never play with their Sabbath. They take it very seriously. The Sabbath is a time where they don't do any work. They cease from all their works. And then, all that they do is that they reflect, they think, if you like, or meditate. They reflect, they don't work. It's just their mind that gets to work. Once every week, deliberately reflecting on God, on what God wants them to do, on the purpose of God for them, deliberately reflecting. In those special times of rest, they think about what they are going to do. The body doesn't rest, the mind works. Very good. And so they think about what they are going to do the week coming and the years ahead. So they move from the time of rest and reflection to have the right response on Sunday when they begin their week. Right things that they have to do. They have already thought, they have already planned, they have already done everything. And so they come out from Sunday implementing or responding to all that came to them in their meditation, in their soberness, in their rest, so they go into the next week with the right response.
And it's in your due for me, and I said, Emma, what Jenna, whom you are now, what Jinjin, you may be who now, men can say when Yamana can't say what, and now watching if you want any more. When you are now watching us, now I shall say the new man, what Jim, who now when you made the two not Jinina Kumemuno, now I shall say the year, Juma.
And it is all embedded in love. I said it is all embedded in love. Because a time of sober reflection is done on family basis. So they think together. They reflect together. And whatever thing they are going to do is not impinging on anybody. Because they have all put their heads together, the husband and the wife are in the house with the children. Everybody, they go out there to rightly respond to the things that they have thought about. And it is all in love. Because in love it was seeded or it was conceived, and in love it is implemented from the Sunday when they break the Sabbath. And it causes them to rule. Some of us do not know that they are ruling the world. In a discreet, subliminal manner that Jesus Christ came around and ruled without people knowing that he was ruling. That is how the kingdom of God is. So, Jesus Christ came about 2,000 years ago. And on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Just like God finished everything. For man just to rest and reflect and rightly respond, Jesus said, "It is finished," to all the works of God, so that we will come after all his works and we will rest and we will reflect and we will respond, and it will lead us to rule in this life.
Hallelujah. Now said the Yankupon Boa dear we are working where we are dinner woman. Sana Yesu Sua Senior no Sura Kase. When Yamia Juma.
That is why our major work today. That is why our major labor today is a labor to enter into the rest of Jesus. The work we have to do. The Bible says, strive to enter into this rest. Because when you get into this rest, and you reflect upon the loving sacrifice and assignment of Jesus Christ.
Now what Christo
it will make you respond in love to God. And then you can rule in this life by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has called us to rest. That is the target of our lives. That is where God started mankind in the first kingdom era. And that is the place that Jesus started mankind after he died and resurrected. And he said that, "I have gotten it all done."
Hallelujah. Sana Christo so odeyansu ewura mu obra owuwie ye no. Ose adwuma ni nyina ma ye wie enti wawie.
So when we are sober,
and it is say bear once,
and we rest,
na ye gye home,
and we reflect,
na ye dwendwene
on what love Jesus has shown to us.
Odo Christo adana didi achen ye no.
The automatic response we will have, it will come out of love. There is no way it can come out of any other motive.
When you
reflect on love, when Adam reflected on all the loving things that God had created for him, he could love God without any effort. When we reflect on the love works of Jesus, we can love Jesus effortlessly. It is not a sweating thing at all. Easy. Tell the person sitting by you, easy. You just have to get the mode of operation right. Because when you get the right mode of living that God introduced to mankind, you will see that the commandments of God are not burdensome at all. Because you will see love flowing out of you and you respond to God not because of gain.
Now, Ube who said, or do a few mwaba, then yes, I will bet you when you're my friend, and Nadia will be and say, oh, yes, I be a Ube down for so.
Not because of reward.
And as a Ube, you be Biwa Hunti.
But you just love him.
Yes, Ube Donara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what God has called us to.
When in your when you're my friend, I'll come.
God is concerned about what makes you respond to him.
Now when you made the near Abema was what now when you when need your sinus run on order.
Our response must come from his rest.
Now the year no I was a bawa and who made Gina what dear my
and his love.
And in the doom.
Let's go to our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Corinto phone woman di can ti do me
and then verse 1. Paul says that though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
Paul says,
and have not love, I am become sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You become a noise when you don't respond to God in love.
And
the only way you can respond to God in love is to meditate and reflect and always think about his love for you. Otherwise, you become a noise to God. But this noise is sweet music to Satan. And he will encourage it by stepping in. You will step in to use God's name to answer it so that you continue making noise.
Now what the when you coupon din be fa hu bibia be mouth test what they are we say base so am wako swala yesa dede no.
Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy,
now what must I me to me shall come there
and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Please underline all the all in verse 2. Says I have the gift of prophecy. Understand all mysteries. Imagine somebody who understands all mysteries and have all knowledge and has all faith so that he can move mountains. But I have not love, I am nothing. You see, some people say that it is only when you have love that you can move mountains. It is not true. You can move mountains. And not have love. It's so clear in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the love of God that makes him faithful to us. It is his love and his grace that makes our faith to work. Not your love, not your faith. It is his.
Wow.
So imagine somebody who is like that. As far as men are concerned, he is something.
Or you'll be papa.
I said he is something.
Or you will be something.
He has all knowledge.
Or when him dienina.
He understands all mysteries. He has all faith. Now he is moving mountains for you. Isn't he great?
Yeah. Great. You see.
Our God says that without love, a person is nothing.
Now Bible say, so are you when we need a Bible say on your beer.
Wow. So, even as we step up to do the things that God wants us to do, the works that God wants us to do, whether to move mountains or to display whatever thing or to work in his house or whatever thing, you must make sure you don't leave something behind. Love for people must be the target that we have.
Now, I was said that you soon say, or die a bet some I was saying, Nuna, a dietico.
Otherwise, you soon stop. I said, otherwise you soon stop. Because doing the works of working around human beings, if you do not have the love of God by reflecting on how God loved you and was patient with you and was kind towards you and God blessed you and God forgave you and God gave you his name and God gave you his glory. He gave you everything. If you don't reflect on that, you cannot continue to work well and develop what God wants you to do in your life and in this church.
And it is a woo yen a mere juman and I was a woo yen wawantia siemua. Sister Barbara, ube jai, brother ube jai. Ube jai, chra se. Adiana woo yamani pan won whoopo. And now why yen yawu rest wobe ya me yam wadia manu nemum. Sa woo ye and who saw when yamia dobi. Or didn't mo yama mau. Wama na yarisa. Or do a simpen pen swabia anka and sasa woo. Na woo chreni pebisu or don enam yenyami edda we yama wo dia. And you bet to me, aye. Why are you sad, dear? Lalai.
The only fuel you have.
A dear, what say, wo woman, my would dare pay a bakope.
The only thing that will keep you going.
A dear, bet to me, my wedge now, when I so aqua with him.
Not temporarily.
I am yes, I will back on wedge.
Because people are good at taking off.
A binum do away, I can't on your man set. American,
but they soon lack momentum. They are not able to go on and to develop and to make the thing get to the place of excellence. It is because they do not think about
the love of God for them.
They do
not think about the finished work of God for them.
They do
not reflect on Jesus
and
all his works of love.
But that
is our only fuel.
That
is the only thing that will get us going.
That
is the only thing that will make you rule over all the things that are trying to stop you, all the roadblocks, all the discouragement ushers, all the discouragement prayer people, everything that you are doing. The only thing that will make you rule is by Jesus.
Say
to the person sitting by you, don't get the plans, the cars, everything without a fuel.
Na yan kan cha wo se me nya car. Me fa car ni nya car no, wo bra hu fa petrol ngu.
Tell the person, get the proper fuel.
Empo petrol na kwoto no me to premix o. Me to nya di bibia frem.
Because people have failed their hearts and their lives with some fuel.
Mercy.
That will not take them far. The fuel is called motherly love, the love of women, friendship love.
Mercy.
That's eye for eye, tooth for tooth kind of love. That fuel. You want to work and develop the house of God, but you are using your own fuel. When he said, look, I created you. I got you born again. I gave you a brand new engine in your body. That engine, it works. When you put the right fuel in.
Hallelujah. What a revelation. Anything you can say, you made a car now. You brought a car now. You brought a car now. You petrol. Petrol, you brought a car. And yet, we can't hear petrol. No, I got to diesel. And a fire petrol na fa gu engine na onyame dia ma wakoma no mu. What a word.
Let's look at an example of somebody who is great in the sight of men, but is nothing before God.
Mama ya she Bible mu fatu hu bia obi a na nipa ni so ye nipa kese pa na so onyame anim no na onyo bia.
Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew has empathy soon.
And then verse 20.
Chichemwadionu.
I wait for all of you to get there.
Obiambia Matthew has empathy soon. Chichemwadionu.
Tell the person sitting by you that we are going very far.
Hallelujah. Kacha nyoto unchense ya kweni mpa ya kwa kain.
We have not seen anything yet.
Nyenyehu bibia ye.
We are developing and we are going very far.
Receive it.
Because God's fuel has been shed abroad our
hearts.
We just have to rest. Reflect on it. And you get the right response in this life. Then you will rule. Overall. Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew has empathy soon.
Verse 20. Jesus says, therefore, by their fruit you will know them.
Yes, you see, when I'm a bamuni mube huamu.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, or shall experience kingdom life. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, not all those who say, Lord, Lord, shall rule in this life.
Are
people who get to be doing the will of God which is in heaven on this earth. See, earlier on Jesus Christ, I taught that we should pray that God's determination be done on this earth as it is in heaven in chapter 6. And in chapter 7, he says that it is the people who do God's will, the will in heaven, who do it on this earth. They are the people who enjoy kingdom life. What is the will of God? Simple, look at heaven. If you look at heaven, you will know God's will. You will just know that, oh, this one is not God's will. What we see on this earth is not God's will. This other one is not God's will. You see clearly. The will of God is not difficult. Just look up. Jesus says that the people who will look up and see my will and do it on this earth.
Now, yes, to say, one more mobile who and Uncle Pompe was through, no, my Yanu was as he so no.
They will enjoy the kingdom of heaven.
Omuna Hinianu, a bayo woman dear.
Not those who say, Lord, Lord.
And you know, being a no care, Radia Radinkutu.
So Jesus straight away says that, look, by their fruit you will know them.
Now, yes, to car say, and you are born mobile soon, you debe who.
This fruit is not talking about their words.
Now, and no entry, nya womo ye.
Because their words, they said the right thing. They said, Lord, Lord. Like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 or so, that many shall come in my name. Many shall come in my name saying. I, Jesus,
me, Yesu,
I am the Christ.
Me, the Christo.
But they shall deceive many.
Hey! Mercy.
They are saying Jesus is Christ.
Omu si Yesu ye Christo.
But they are deceiving. Wow. That is why you cannot rely upon the words that people say.
And nothing I want to mean, you know, and some of you crofonu eba so keke.
To know what kind of people they are. Because they will quote the scriptures right. Wow.
Preach.
They will say it well. And they will mention the name of Jesus. They will even say all the glory goes to Jesus. But it is just in his name. It doesn't go to Jesus anywhere. Anywhere.
For where Jesus not there inside.
You see, when Jesus was on earth, even demons were saying, you are the Holy One of Christ. If you are going to rely on what people say, you have demons even speaking to you, and they will mention Christ, and they will say that Jesus is the Holy Living One, and yet get you deceived.
Demons. I base four crab be ye susum, net to me case o yesu, u yo rua, u ye nyameba. And it is a wussy woo tien ya nipa kaka kradia. And then na be ye bet to me a kasacha or say, oh, where dear ye ye yesu dear, and so no boa wa da down.
Yeah.
Da down.
So he says that don't look at their words.
It was a man who and some are one more can.
Because the devil can quote scriptures. Look at verse 22. Can you see over there that is what the all knowledge and all understanding all mysteries, that's where it is.
Well, we say, ni oka se, ni mdiye nyina, ni oti nyome nyina ye huasino, ni nyina wo hobi ana.
It is in verse 21. If you can go back to 21. He's saying, Lord, Lord, and all that. These people, they have the words. They have the knowledge. They have the quotations. They say the right thing.
Hey!
Even when Jesus Christ came, demons worshipped him. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. It is not somebody worshiping God that shows that he is of God. Because God is saying that when he reveals himself, you can be a statue like Dagon.
You will still
worship. But you are still not correct. It means that people are worshiping God even in this church, but they are not correct. Is it possible?
Possible.
A demon lie down with his face. You don't even lie down. Because of the ground and maybe your shirt or something. Mm-hmm. But the demon, they better worship.
Worship
and calling his name, I give you glory. It doesn't mean that you are correct.
Now, one more doubt from my one more sasso, Casseradia, Monia, Nina, Udia, Nancy Nomobois.
We give you glory, and God looks at them and says, you are nothing, zero.
And Coupon Shes said, one more tunum, Aye, Nina, Udia, Namishan and Nimdia, see, go, if you're coming, Nimu.
Anyway. Let's go to verse 22. It says that many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast in your name have cast out devils and in your name done many wonderful works?
What's it here? Sadanu Krafobeka Serade Radisha. Ye the Wudimu Sankom, ye would Wudimu to a Susufi, na ye the Wudimu Yang Wan Wadia Bebre.
Are these people not great before men?
Come
on, they are doing miracles. They are not doing it in their name. They are doing it in the name of Jesus. Are they not great? They are prophesying accurately. Are they not great? They are casting out demons and destroying the works of the devil. Are they not great? But this is not the fruit Jesus is talking about. That by their fruit you shall know them. It's not by their words. W-O-R-D. It is not by their works, W-O-R-K. It's not by these works. So what fruit is Jesus talking about? Let's move on to 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. It's interesting when you read it in the Greek. But let's move on. Say, I never knew you. Depart from me. You who work iniquity. This is King James Version.
King James in a way.
New King James says that you who are lawless. They are speaking and prophesying and preaching. They have all mysteries and all that. They are doing signs and wonders and have all faith and casting out devils and doing wonderful things. But God says that, yes, they look like great people, but before me, they are nothing. What is missing?
Now, when we dey na one more year, one more shan come, one more two abey four, one more day. Omo ye nyoma kase wo Yesu di mu na so wo se we nu nyina wo nimu mu enu ti die na Kristo hwehwe.
It doesn't mean that don't have all knowledge and don't say Lord, Lord, or don't quote scriptures or don't worship. They are all things you have to do.
Ye nkase enu ti me nya nim die wo nyama ho me nhye nkom me yi nyankopon aye ye nkase me nya sa e ade esese wo ye.
You have to do it and you have to step it up.
E wo se wo ye na mu e wo se wo tukɔ wanim.
It doesn't mean don't cast out devils, don't do signs and wonders, and then don't prophesy.
And don't chase a man shan come, men to be ye and qua, men ya and one dear when you mean yan kasa men ya san your man.
But there is something missing.
Nemo baby waha, if you ho.
Something adds up to all this.
Na san, and you may be waha, I was out with the can win you now.
For you to become something before God.
Beya ubeya ubi when you mean him.
Because the knowledge and the preaching and the prophesying alone doesn't make you anything before God.
Na uwa nimdia wo chan kwa mna wo kanya mi asem, na nyan nukwa na bema wa nyankupo we hu.
And the miracles and the signs and wonders and destroying the devil's work doesn't make you anything before God.
Na se wo ya wangwadia na wo se ubun sam nyumano.
What makes you something before God is having his kind of love practically demonstrated in your life.
That is his
law. I said that is his law. If you don't live by it, you are lawless.
If you read verse 23,
you see that the fruit that Jesus was talking about, that by their fruit you will know them, because he knows them by that fruit.
Now, we can kind of say, what omuni yemuno.
God doesn't know you by your preaching and by your knowledge. He doesn't know you by your works that you do. He knows you by your character. The fruit he was talking about is what we call the fruit of the Spirit.
The
fruit of the Spirit. Love.
Odo.
His unconditional love. God's love is unconditional. So you can have all the knowledge and say, Lord, Lord, and not walk in unconditional love. You can cast out devils and do signs and wonders and not have unconditional love in your
life.
What God recognizes is unconditional love. I don't know whether I should tell you this. There are two ways that you can look at things. You can look at things from God's viewpoint. Or from man's viewpoint. Do you know where we have to look at things from? Mainly from God's viewpoint. That is why he gives us the Bible. So that we can see how he sees. And look at yourself from his viewpoint. And look at his church from his viewpoint. And look at your brother from his viewpoint. Now if you look from God's viewpoint, you will see that the love that God has is unconditional in nature. If you like, take yourself that you are God. You see, the love that you have, that God has, it doesn't know any condition. It flows to everybody. But if you look at the same love from man's perspective, it becomes an undeserved love. Because the man is a sinner. So when you look from man's perspective, you will say that God's love is undeserved love.
And the woman who said, "Sa odosunku na wonyankopon wono, en sesa wodema won sem fatampo."
But if you look at it from God's point of view, we should be where you are looking at things from.
Na semmom ugina wonyankopon ekwan ya wode shade no so de a.
Undeserved love is unconditional as far as God is concerned.
Anka wadwen ya wo sesa so onyamede ba ma, obehu se eyo odo onyamede ma wa onfa hwem fam ho.
You need to get my book.
I was saying, "Unya sa book ni bi."
On the true God of love.
Eya onyame no kwa fono.
You see. Okay, let's go on. 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
Corinthians 4 nguma edi kanti ngotwe.
And then verse 3.
Tichemu miansa.
So we see in Matthew chapter 7 an example of somebody who has all knowledge, who has all faith, and does great things, but who doesn't have God's love in the person. The person is denied. Person, God doesn't know him.
The
person is lawless. You know what that one means? It means that the person doesn't have God's order in his life.
He
has chaos. Have you seen people like that? They are chaotic.
Chaotic.
They don't have principles. Wow. Your life is bizarre.
Not.
God says that you don't have principles in life. If you see somebody and his life is chaotic, be careful. I'll say it again.
Can be yourself.
It's enough sign to make you know that this God of order has not impacted this chaotic person. Chaotic. God is not chaotic. But look at the people who are something before God. Not nothing, but something before God. Oh, can you go to verse 2? Maybe we should take it from there. There is
but
a but. So let's read it in context. But. Okay, go to verse 1. And it's also conjunction. Yes, now. We can start from here. Now. As touching things offered unto idols. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. This knowledge that puffs up is not, it's gnosis in the Greek. Gnosis is scientific knowledge. It's like people who know science, who know human things, behavior and things. You see, they become pompous. Nah. They resist the gospel. It's not God's knowledge which puffs up. Uh-huh. Actually, when you have God's knowledge, you think, you see that you don't know anything. But scientific one is what puffs up.
Now, what's this? I'm the way I'm a wuhuruno. Hey, any panka sanyan sanim dia. Oh, but to me, the way I can wear who I away into me, I'm in the yoga. Or since sanim dia, no, I won't nipa. And I say, Nan sama body and tremun traseni ye dim nama wuhuru. Namam say, who won't nim dia when yanku pomodia? We are boko.
Let's go on. I wanted to break it down for you. But the thing is that the person is popped up, but charity or unconditional love, it's built up. Verse 2. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, that Greek word is eido, is aware of anything, he knoweth, that's genosko, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to genosko, or know.
that know the ginosko is understand. If you think that you understand, you don't understand. That's what you say.
Ginosko, ginosko.
You say it.
What's it?
They are so, mothers among
what
us.
What do you say, Winima? Or catch your play, Winimo, hey.
Now, verse 3.
Young Kwamian, son.
But.
Now, mom.
If any man love God,
so be me.
The Greek word there is agapo.
See, Greek asama wacha
that's God's love.
Anyone
if any man loves God, so the same is known by him.
Se obi adonyamia sao nipano onyami enimuno.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He becomes something before God. Not that he is nothing before God. This is the relevance of God's love, unconditional love in our lives.
From
1 Corinthians 13:2.
Verse 1
said you are just a noise. Verse 2 said that you are nothing. Verse 3 says something that it profits you nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does it mean, ladies and gentlemen?
Then actually,
what all this means is that God wants his people to develop themselves with the right fuel so that they can do well. They can continue and bring their works to perfection. Not just perfection before men, but perfection before God, whom we are to please, and not man. In future, maybe in 2 weeks' time, we will talk about some 12 expressions of unconditional love. So that we will live our lives by it. So that we will serve in this church by
it.
Wow.
Mm.
The only way we can do well and keep going and going and going and developing and developing and tolerating people, whatever suggestion that comes, whatever somebody says, whatever attitude that person put up, the only way we can continue and develop and build what God wants to do is for us to get the formula right. Go back to the point where God has finished everything.
Hallelujah.
And look at his works of love and just think about it. Let Jesus and his works of love be your daily focus. And you will see that walking or living the Christian life will become effortless for you.
Now, obi a wan kire wodo ma wodo a wode kire no obi a wan na dwen se dia wo ye po wo hu ye obi a wo se won kire wo san se one won ye fine kwan ya ye betumi ni safo na tena empo ya ye adwuma won nyame fie a ye nwi ni obi kan ya wo sha ye ni obi aka timi aka me ne mom ya be ye se dio nyame be man aye ni se ye be dwen dwen won nyame don a wode na didi a kire ye no. Ya di adwun besi so da. Na mra ya di adwun si so da no yesu ye betumi adɔ enkrɔfo so sa. Na nu na ye betumi apema kɔ anim ye obi ye enkan yen. Esan se wonyame dɔ na ye mu no ena ye da na di.
If you find it difficult to forgive somebody.
Say ye dem ma so wudi obi mfo mbɛkyɛ no a.
The person is living by you.
Onya ne te wo nkyɛn.
You don't feel like preaching the gospel to the person.
Adwun enyo po sɛ kɔ kanyame asɛm kyerɛ no.
Because the daughter of the person said something to your cousin somewhere
And we are friendly linkages. Only ano wouldn't it? Nane baba. Any wa wafa sibi nya and yonku odinatem. And it one linkia networking. Na bekan. It was when you only ano and kasai sans and ne ba or ba ne wa wafa si nya nyonku and yansem.
Okay.
Please. Think about the love of God for you.
Jaisayo.
Don't forget that without you asking for it,
can who say, "Say who will me, sir?"
Jesus Himself took all your sins. He didn't say, "Should I take it or should I not take it?"
Well, Mister, say one farmer, one now, one fancher, one now, one yet then.
All of you who want your sin taken, come forward.
One can say, "Obi biara o pesa me fani money no omre ni wanya otako wanya sa."
He took personal responsibility for us. He took all our sins. Not only that, he took all our sickness.